Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
Blessings and
glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You guys know that's my little theme song. Hallelujah. Blessings and glory, they all belong to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That song by itself should already have you on fire and ready and thanking God and just wanting to sing and wanting to glorify and wanting to worship him. Hallelujah. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you forever, forever, forever. I just want to glorify your name forever, forever, forever. If you got a praise down in your spirit, you know what time it is. You know what we do. We do praise breaks. And I just thank him, hallelujah, for all that he's doing. So I'm going to unmute your phones. We're going to have us a short praise break. And it may not be short. It's going to be as long as God says it is going to be. It's going to be our worship time. It's our breakthrough time. It's time to get those things that you are in need of. It's time to get your breakthrough. Yeah. Time, you already unmuted, so go ahead and start praising them, praising them, praising them. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For blessing us. Thank you, Lord God. It's already done. It's already done. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, it's already done. Hallelujah. Get your praise on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a little too quiet. You're a little bit too quiet for me, so I'm going to do it myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't want to join me in I'm glad you got everything you need. Hallelujah.
I'm glad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, glory to God. I'm glad. There's nothing wrong in your life. I'm glad for it. Glory to God. I'm glad that you don't need it right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Get your praise. Get your praise on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Tell you what, you got even more to pray. You're on the final tonight. Hallelujah. You got a whole lot to pray yourself for because you are on this line right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You still on mute. You still having your praise break. You still break praise. We're going to have us a Holy Ghost party tonight. We're going to have us a Holy Ghost party tonight. How about that? Hallelujah. But I have a Holy Ghost party. Party don't stop. Glory to God. I just want to.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. She's got her praise on. Don't just stand there and just listen. She's praising her God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You are awesome, God, and you're definitely welcome. You're definitely welcome.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Jesus. I praise the name, God. I worship you. You God,
you.
I give you the glory, I give you
thank
the honor,
you.
I give you the praise, God, and I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have already done. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done. I thank you, God, that you're still doing. Hallelujah. We may not see it right now, but God, you are still doing it. You're working it out. You're working it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is praise time. Glory to God. I know we want a word here, we want a word there, but sometimes you just got to get some worship in. Hallelujah. And give him the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's good, he's good, he's good, he's so good. He's so awesome, he's so awesome. Just hold on, let me play this one for you real quick. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Hallelujah. I hope that song blessed someone on tonight. I tell you, that song said God is awesome, awesome. He heals you when you're broken, strength when you are weak. He's so awesome because he's great. He's so awesome, he's holy. He's so awesome, he's a deliverer. Hallelujah. He's so awesome, he's a healer. He's so awesome, he's mighty. Hallelujah. He's so awesome. He's a provider. He's so awesome. He's the protector. Hallelujah. Just dwell on that for a moment. Just know how mighty he is, how awesome he is, how powerful he is, how awesome God is. God is truly, truly awesome. And I hope that blessed someone up tonight. Somebody's waiting on something. There's someone that is waiting on something. Someone needs something on tonight. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God is so awesome that you're going to get it. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God is so awesome. He's going to do that thing for you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on it. It will happen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're waiting on some things, and it doesn't seem like it's going to come, but he's going to do it in his time. Hallelujah. Right now, he's pruning you. Right now, you are being pruned. For whatever that is that God has for you, but it's going to be really, really, really big. So don't have any limits on God. Expect great things. Expect big things because it's going to be something huge. Hallelujah. And be ready for it to knock your socks off because you didn't think you were going to get it and you didn't think you even deserved it. But God says, I got you and I will make sure. Hallelujah. He's going to protect you and he's going to be your provider. He is your provider. And he is going to provide that thing for you. Whatever it is, don't give up. Hallelujah. And sometimes we feel like we're about to lose our minds. How do I know? Because I'm telling you, sometimes we feel like we're about to lose our minds because we just don't know. And that not knowing will cause you to stress out, to be depressed. But I'm telling you right now, God is able and he's going to do it for you. He's going to do it. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged because God has something really huge in store for you. And we've been talking about prayer and praying. And I spoke one night on our prayer makes a difference. And tonight, we're still praying. But before we get into the word, God is saying tonight, I am a God who heals. I heal broken bodies, broken minds, broken hearts, broken lives, and broken relationships. My very presence has immense healing powers. You cannot live close to me without experiencing some degree of healing. However, it is also true that you have not because you ask not. You receive the healing that flows naturally from my presence, whether you seek it or not. But there is more, much more, available to those who ask. Hallelujah. The first step in receiving healing is to live ever so close to me. The benefits of this practice are too numerous to list. As you grow more and more intimate with me, I reveal my will to you more directly. When the time is right, I prompt you to ask for healing of some brokenness in you or in another person. The healing may be instantaneous or it may be a process. That is up to me. Your part is to trust me fully and to thank me for the restoration that has begun. I rarely heal all the brokenness in a person's life. Even my servant Paul was told, my grace is sufficient for you. When he sought healing for the thorn in his flesh, nonetheless, much healing is available to those whose lives are intimately interwoven with mine. Ask and you will receive. We have three scriptures, the first one coming from James 4:2. Ye have not because ye ask not. 2 Corinthians 12:7-8. To keep me from becoming conceited because of those surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that word on tonight, God. So I'm telling that person, whoever I was talking to on tonight, don't give up because God has something huge in store for you. He said you have not because you ask not. So I'm telling you now to ask and you will receive. Hallelujah. But make sure that you have yourself right with God. Hallelujah. So that you won't straddle. Do not straddle because God wants all of you, not half of you, not a little bit. He doesn't want you lukewarm. He wants all of you. So give God your heart, your mind, your soul on tonight. Give him your everything and surrender it all to God. Give it to God and leave it there and watch what he does. Something huge for you. It's going to blow your mind. I'm telling you tonight, live for God fully and watch him blow your mind. Hallelujah. So on tonight, we're going to still pray. We're going to still pray, and we're going to not stop praying. We're waiting, hallelujah, for Pastor Flint to get on, and once he's on, he's going to continue with his lesson. And we thank God because we said before that prayer makes a difference, and we're going to keep praying. We're going to still pray, hallelujah, and he's going to break down the different ways of prayer, hallelujah. And knowing, even on today, I was reading a devotion, and it was saying on a prayer, and it says text, and you have to do the acronym for X is adoration for the A, and C, oh goodness, what was it? I just lost my thought. Confession, there you go. Confession, and then you do the T, which is thanksgiving, and then your S is supplication. So tonight, hallelujah, Pastor Flint, hold on, I'm getting ready to open up his line. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The line is open.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm in an area, you may hear some noise. I'm in a location, but we just thank God tonight. We praise him, we worship him, and we magnify your name. As the brother was talking about prayer, and prayer makes a difference, we look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, and God said, my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, right? So we look at that, and we look at the humble part first, and when he told Solomon, I will hear Solomon, because we always talking about, God, give us an ear to hear, but God, we need you to hear, God. God, incline your ear to hear, God, the prayers and the petitions of your people, because you say you have not because you ask not. So if you have not because you ask not, then, God, I need you to hear me, God, today, because I'm asking God. I'm asking God for deliverance. I'm asking God for healing. I'm asking God for miracles. I'm asking God for breakthroughs. I'm asking God for your favor. I'm asking for your love, your unmerited, uncommon favor, God. I'm asking for your grace and mercy. Some of you listening a lot is that tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. Because he said, just to take him at his word, God, we want to prove you. God, we need more grace to just to prove you more, God, to just to trust you more. So when we begin to pray, we look at that and say, what is prayer? And a wise man said that prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. So we're saying that I'm telling God, because he said in Genesis 1:26-27, tells God, he begins to say, let's make man in our image and after our likeness. And he tells man that you have dominion. Now, one thing we know about God is that he puts his word above himself. And so since his word said man has dominion, then that's just what it is, man. You have dominion. So I can't even come and change anything unless I have a vessel. That's why Satan is always bidding for your spirit. That's why, you know, the spirit is bidding for your body. You know, they're looking for a vessel that they can oppress and possess. That's why, because they can't move. The spirit needs a spirit, needs a body to possess and a vessel, a willing vessel or a vessel that they take. But God needs a vessel as well. So that's why we say, God, we need you. And he's telling you, son, I need you. Daughter, I need you. And that's our way of saying, Lord, yeah, take this vessel and use it as you see fit. That's why we say, Lord, I decrease that you increase. And so it's earthly license for heavenly interference. But then, God, get involved in this situation. So when you begin to think about your prayer life, begin to say, hey, Father, I decrease that you increase. And I remove myself from this equation. All of you and none of me. And that's why I look and say, Lord, I'm available. See, sometimes we can be dependable. We can have the ability. But if we're not available, then we're useless to God. So we say, Lord, I'm available to you. And we begin to go from there. We begin to, with our availability, to allow him to just use us and utilize us for his glory. And it takes us to another level. And it's standing in the gap. That's why we have intercessors. That we said intercessors pray and stand in the gap. But let's look at the humble part again. So it says humble themselves, right? And there's two parts of that humbling. Sometimes we can come to a point where enough is enough and we go through humility. But then sometimes God say, hey, haughtiness, the pride comes before the fall. And that fall can come and God can humble you himself. We can look at King Nebuchadnezzar. You know, he got so proud and boastful at all that he accomplished and all that he did, everything that he had gathered and was up under him and accumulated, and he made himself his own God. And sometimes that happens with us. We have some accolades and different things, and we become our own God until we hit a brick wall. And God said, I'm going to show you. And then that's the humbling part. Or we in exile. Like I can talk about myself being in exile, and nothing has changed my life. When it was witnessed to me, it was prophesied to me by my mother, God said, George, you can't keep doing this. She told me what was going to happen, how it was going to happen. I was like, all right, that had already happened. So I left it alone. Then one of the prophets, her name is Sister Laverne. She was a part of my mom's church. She's no longer living. She said, see, God said, you're going to serve me and I out. Less than 2 weeks later, I found myself incarcerated. So here's the thing. So he humbled me because in that point, I was doing crazy things for the world at that time. And as far as accumulating wealth, that was being done, and you can tell me, I'm like, all right, whatever, I'm gonna do it. Until he stopped it, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. But when I hit that brick wall, and I'm gonna tell you something, it was just like David, when everything you had couldn't help you, your money couldn't help you, your pride couldn't help you, your friends couldn't reach you, none of those things, even to get a bond, I accumulated some property, and the equity went in the property to get the bond. Nothing I had inside of me would help me. Nothing I had of my physical attributes was able to help me. God said, when I'm your enemy, I take everything you trust in and I use it against you. So he began to take everything that I had trusted in and use it against me in the humbling process to why I say, God, I had to go like the dude said in Psalm 73, and he said, my foot has slipped until I seen the end of the wicked. When it's like, God, nothing else I desire but you. I have nothing else but you, and there's nothing else I desire besides you. And when I got to that point, then life became so real and so rich. You know, when you say, God, I know I desire this, and I know I wanted this, but God, now that I have you, you're all I want, you're all I need, you're all this, and it carried me through. I'm going to tell you something. I went from a $50,000 bond, and I moved the money to have it done. And he said, I need the $50,000 bond, I need the check, or I need some property. I said, in the county jail, no bigger than my kitchen, no bigger than my living room and my bedroom, honestly, about 20, 30 minutes at a time. In and out, in and out, in and out. Went outside like 3 times in those 9 months that I seen sunlight. But long story short, that $50,000 bond, that didn't help me. And then when that money was gone to get me out, I got out of jail for like $800. And they told my mom, it was 9 months later, like, come get them. Had a hold. They didn't even let the other county hold me. It's like, you've been long enough to go home. But see, that's when I went on a 40-day fast with God. I shaved up, you know. And I just humbled myself. I went through a whole lot of things and a lot of transitions, but he said, okay, and he humbled me. Now let's go back to Brother Nebuchadnezzar. We know that Brother Nebuchadnezzar, when God humbled him, man, he gave him a brain of a bird, made his hands grow like eagle talons on his nails, and he had to eat the grass and the dew of the ground. You know, he broke him all the way down. So they had to look at him and say, the Lord God, he is God. And sometimes God will do that to you, so you just realize, say, he is God. Then the next step he said was humble yourself and then pray. And how do I pray? Well, Jesus told the disciples, that's the most important part of anything. You know, his disciples saw him do miracles. They saw him make blind eyes see, make lame legs walk. They seen him make mute people speak. He seen him cast out demons. They seen him take a withered hand and stretch it out. They seen him do a lot of different things. They seen him call Lazarus back from the grave and take off the dead man's clothes and Lazarus come to life. They seen all these different things. But only one thing, they seen him tell the storm, peace be still. They seen him curse the fig tree, and it happened. But the only thing that mattered to them, that what he done, he did those in seconds. He said, you did this in seconds, but that thing that you do when you still away from us for 3 and 4 hours, teach us how to do that thing. That's what's important. Teach us how to do that thing. So, you know, he said, I'm going to teach you something simple, and it's something we can say, and it's just praying. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever. And let's break that part down. Our Father. But we know we say Abba Father, we've been grafted in, and we're a part of the kingdom. We're kingdom kids. We're, you know, from the tribe of Judah, however you want to call it. We know who we are now. So we said, our Father. I have my identity. My identity is in you. Now, where is he located at? Which art in heaven? Then I bless his name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallow means to bless. Lord, I bless your name. And then when you tell him how you bless his name, you can use some of the names that you know. You know Jehovah Jireh as your provider. You know Jehovah Rapha as your healer. You know Jehovah Nisi as your banner and your victory. You know El Shaddai as the Almighty, All-Breasted One. You know, you got names for him that you get. El Signal, the God of all righteousness. You know him as Abba, don't you? That was his father, daddy. Hallowed be, I bless your name, daddy. Then tell him, hey, your kingdom come, your will be done. Every time Christ was preaching, that's all he preached was kingdom. He didn't preach the cross. He didn't preach Christianity. He didn't preach Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. He didn't preach tongues. He preached kingdom. He said, let them know the kingdom of God is at hand. That's all that matters. It's the kingdom. So we got to understand that you are a kingdom citizen. You know, Christian, and I said, you're a kingdom citizen and a born-again believer. So the born-again believer makes you a kingdom citizen. So all you need to be preaching is the kingdom. Your kingdom come. He said, and now you can bind up the strong man because you know who you are. You got a signet ring that he's giving you to say, whatever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. These are the keys to the kingdom that he said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth or in earth, because he took you from the clay. What makes you earth? On earth, George, in earth, George, in earth, Maria, in earth, Rosa. You know, those type of things like that. As it is in heaven. So what is your plan in heaven for me? Now let it line up in earth as it did in heaven. Like before I came out the matrix of my mother's womb. You know, when you ordained me this, when you called and you chose me this, I want to line up with your will, not my will, but your perfect will. Your on earth as in heaven. Then listen, he gave them manna every day. Not every other day. Every day. So all you need to worry about what's today, because tomorrow not promised to you, and yesterday is gone. And, you know, they say tomorrow a mystery, and yesterday's history. But today, the present, he'll give you a gift right now. Your gift, give me this day my daily bread, whatever the provisions I need for today. Cash money, food money, whatever I need to, the earth. I mean, the things I need that you provide for me for today. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me my trespasses, because I forgive those who trespass against me. I know that comes with a condition, but God, give me a heart. Sometimes it's hard to forgive. Or we feel so in our fleshly manner and our fleshly mindset, with the heart being desperately wicked and deceitful in all ways. So God, give me the grace to forgive those that have offended me, those that hurt me, those that have changed my bitter to better. I want to change those of us from the eye to eat. God, I need you to do that. And so you begin to go that part. Forgive those who trespass against me. Then you tell God, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil, God. Deliver me from the evil one that has come to torment me, God, that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Your words say the enemy prays like a roaring lion, huh? And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, I need deliverance from that. I need you to be a fence. Not a fence. I need you to be a hedge of protection around me. I need that, God, as in Psalm 91, to say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I need to be able to abide under your shadow, God, of the Almighty right now. Father, and I begin to just thank you in advance for doing that, God. Leave not temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. I acknowledge who you are. I acknowledge who you are, and there's none like you, Father. There is none like you. And Father, I give you honor, God. I give you glory, and I give you praise. And right now, here's what I need. I need a volunteer. The press one, and I need you to show how much you love God. I need somebody to press one and begin to pray and begin to intercede I need you to go into intercessory prayer. So when Evangelist will see you, press one, and I need someone to say, hey, I need you to be intercede. He said, well, they humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. I need you to be interceding for this state, your city, your neighborhood, your state, your government, the United States of God is putting or abroad. Everything's going on. You got people that's dying of corona. You got people that's dying more of people murdering each other and domestic stuff more than the corona. So I need somebody that's going to really cry out for some souls right now that will press one and say, God, take my spirit. Use it how you see fit. I decrease that you increase. that your will be done. Press 1. Evan Smith will see you until you activate so you'll be able to speak. Thank you. God bless. I'll be back. Did anybody press 1 yet?
1436, your line is open. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 6447, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, 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 Lord, I render myself to thee. Hallelujah, Lord, I stand, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, in betwixt, Father, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, the world of people, and you, Lord, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I ask for outpouring of your Holy Spirit and your anointing, Father, hallelujah, to cleanse and purge us, Lord. In every crack and crevice of our soul, Father, for your people, Lord Jesus, to be humbled before you, Lord, to be humbled, Lord Jesus, and turn from their wicked ways, Lord, and pray and trust in you for each and everything, to assemble themselves together on one accord, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And I ask, Lord God, Jehovah God, hallelujah, to speak to you, Hamakamoshanda, to speak to you, Holy Lord, to speak to us, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. So that you may take all the sins away, Lord Jesus. All the sicknesses away, Lord. All the erroneous thoughts away, Lord Jesus. All the provocative and profane thoughts away, Lord Jesus. All the drunkenness, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. All that two-faced and divided spirit, Father. Spirits of affliction. Spirits of damnation. Spirits of accusation, Father. Spirits of adultery, Lord. Hallelujah. Fornication, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Heal our land, Lord. Heal our land, Lord. I plead it unto you, Lord. I plead myself unto you, Father. I'm my Hashanah Bahusha. Yes, Lord, to live before you at all times. To walk in your grace, Lord. Your truth, Father. Oh, Holy Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For our little children, Lord. May they see the way of righteousness every day, Lord. Let your bright spiritual light shine, Lord. All around me and all about me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, drawing more and more and more your children unto you, Lord. Let it be real in the heart, mind, and soul, Lord, as it is in mine, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You said, touch not my anointed, doing my prophet no harm. Hallelujah, Lord. You said you beholded our right hands, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we can be the righteousness of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul said yes unto you. Yes, unto your will. Yes, unto your way, Lord. Obedience, Lord. Hallelujah. It's just the order of the day, Lord. Obedience is better than any sacrifice. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask that you take all matters of evil thoughts of killing people, Lord, cussing people out of the thought and mind process, Lord, and go deep down into the soul, Father. Filthiness, come out. Hallelujah, Lord. And for us to admit to confess our sin before you, Lord, in Jesus' most holiest of all names. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, anybody else want to come on and just join in on the prayer? This is your time right now. The floor is open for prayer. Hallelujah. We know we can't get enough of it. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Jesus. We can't get enough of it. Hallelujah. If you press one, I will acknowledge you. I will open up your line, and we can just keep going. I told you all this is a Holy Ghost party, and we're not going to stop. So let's just keep this baton going. Hallelujah. Who wants to, the baton has been passed. Who wants to catch and just go on and go in? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 0279, your line is open. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hallelujah.
Father God, we have no other God other than you, and we know that you are our supreme and only being that ever made everything. You said the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, all them and they that dwell therein. Surely, if you put us here, you will continue to provide for us, and you said you come so that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. We know that we are in a time when people are filled with doubt, but Father God, as we continue to obey your word, and do what you say and seek repentance and come to you and be humble, Lord, then you will look at us and you will say to us, you have been approved. Hallelujah. It's better than any credit card, Father God. Hallelujah. We come to you and we seek your righteousness, Father God. We seek it not just for ourselves, but Lord, for others, Father God, for all our loved ones and for those who really need to turn to you and come to you and acknowledge that you are the one and only God. There is nothing other than you. If we don't do it for you, Father, we are just living in vain. Only what we do for you, Father God, will last. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue to protect us, Father God. Continue to keep us in righteousness, Father God. Continue to keep us in perseverance, Father God. Continue to keep the blood covered over our doorposts, Father God. Continue to keep us in traffic, Father God. Continue to keep us in all this weather, Father God. Continue to keep us in all these pestilences, Father God. We ask that you will continue to keep us while we sleep and we slumber, Father God. We ask that you will continue to keep our minds clear, Father God, that you will continue to keep our hands clean, Father God, that you will continue to watch over the air we breathe, Father God. We don't know what's flying over us and under us, Father God, or around us, Father God, but we only know that we're safe in your word, Father God. Continue to keep us girded up with your whole armor, Father God. Continue to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. Continue to regulate our bodies, Father God. Provide us with your healing, Father God. Continue to pour out your spirit on us, Father God. Continue to give us the meditations of your own heart, Father God, so that we can follow you, Father, and be these Hallelujah and I, your children that you are calling for these last days, Father God. Continue to see the silver lining under every cloud. Continue to lift someone up, Father God. Continue to be lifted up. Continue to be a blessing as well as be blessed, Father God. Continue to walk on your side, Father God, no matter what it looked like, Father God. Continue to trust in you and be more glad, Father God. You are an awesome God. Never let us down. And we thank you in the name of Jesus for all things, delivering those who are bound in one form or another. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we ask. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, too. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Does anyone have a prayer request? Anybody need prayer on tonight? I don't want to leave that out. Does anyone need prayer? If you need prayer, we're going to let these, we have prayer warriors on this line tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to let somebody pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Press one if you have a prayer request. If you're in need of something, hallelujah, just press one. We're going to keep this prayer going. We're going to thank God for it. We're going to receive it. We're going to stand and agree with you. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, just press one. Hallelujah. And we're going to have a prayer warrior just go in on your behalf, and we're going to stand and touch and agree. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 6447, your line is open.
What number is that? 447. I need thee, Lord, I need thee. Yeah, every hour. Yes, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me right now. My great Savior, Lord, I come. She called him a hayak. I come to thee. Hallelujah. I'm standing in the gap right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. For those that can't see that God is near, but they can't hear him. They can't feel him. Oh, God. Lord, I ask you to have mercy on them right now. Those that bodies are wrecked with pain and they're turning to everything but to you, oh, God. Oh, my shut up. I ask you that the Holy Spirit, God, let the Holy Spirit go and begin to nurse them, to begin to convict them, oh God, in their spirit for the things that they are not doing right and not serving you, oh God. Oh, Father, I ask you, hallelujah, I ask you to heal, to deliver and suffer. God, even though there are things that may be wrong with our bodies, and we go to the doctor and still don't know what it is, but you know, God. Oh, Father, you know what they need. And I lift them up to you right now, God, that you will touch, you will hear, you will let it be made known. But in all things, God, I pray that your people that are going through, starting with myself, oh God, that we will not be angry. Oh God, hallelujah. But by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, oh God, we have made our request made known unto you. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for this opportunity to pray, to lift up others, oh God. But most of all, to praise you, to glorify you, and to magnify you in Jesus' holy of holy name. Hallelujah. I am truly grateful for all of us that's on this line and all of our family. And I lift up my family where Rich's daughter passed. And they're going to do a disaster on tomorrow. I ask you all to remember this family. This family, hallelujah, in your prayers. Because not only did his son lose his daughter, but his mother lost her husband on the very same day. So pray for the Hammond family. And I give God praise. Amen. Amen. Oh, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. 2075, your line is open. 2075, your line is open.
Hello.
Hi, Aunt Sam. We can hear you.
Hi. I'm having problems with my back. Please pray for me. Please pray. I'm having back problems.
Yes, ma'am. We are getting ready to go in prayer. We get ready to go in prayer. Hold. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1072. Pastor Flint, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God. God, for those that are standing in the gap and those that have accepted the challenge to just say God, use me for your glory, God. So I'm available to you. So you gave me my eyes, you know, so I can, you gave my ears. So you gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. So I can hear the cry of the sinner. But can I wipe away their tears? And they said, Lord, I'm available to you. And that's what I'm saying tonight. Lord, we are available to you. Our storage is empty, God, and we surrender ourselves to do your will right now, God. We know, Father, that we need to come into a place of repentance because we as a people, we as your priests, as your elders, as your prophets, your apostles, your evangelists, we've fallen short in fulfilling your purpose and your plan. There's a lot of children right now that generation that don't know you as the Lord and personal Savior, don't know you because it's our fault. Because, see, we've allowed the television to raise our children. We allow Disney and MTV and BET and all this technology with these phones. And we allow all these things to be the babysitter. Instead of doing what you told us in Deuteronomy 6, but told us, hey, by the wayside and in the bed and at the kitchen table. Well, all those things that we had as fundamentals, we allowed it to go out the way. We let the hustle and the bustle. We became Martha and not Mary. See, Mary was concerned about being at the feet of Jesus, what mattered the most. We even got busy about it like Martha, going back and forth to this job and that job and doing this and doing that. And the whole time, leaving the children wide open for Satan to do. So we became earthly hirelings instead of the good, you know, the shepherds, the under-shepherds that he anointed and appointed us to be. So we had to take full blame and full responsibility for such a time as this. When we look at our lives in turmoil, when we look at what the children have, no respect for the elders. There was a time when people wouldn't walk past churches drinking beer, smoking cigarettes. Now, that time of having reverence towards the body of Christ has totally dissipated. And we got to hold ourselves. We got to deem ourselves responsible because we've allowed motivational speakers to be placed on pedestals. We allow people to have a good sermon to be placed on puzzle instead of somebody that's talking about repentance and the kingdom. See, we got to get back to the grassroots and what he said. Jesus didn't do all that other stuff. He didn't even have a topic for not one sermon. He just sat down, he began to teach. And as he began to teach, he began to move in demonstration. And see, we got to get back to teaching and demonstrating. And as I told, and let miracles and letting blessings that those things flow that are not from unclean spirits, but from the spirit of the living God. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit self, you know, the Lord. And so when we look at these things, when you know, and also tell us that it's led by the spirit of God or the children of God, so we're being led tonight to yield ourselves as members to him. You know, you got to yield yourself as a vessel. He said, you are slaves of who you yield yourselves a member to. I don't care about being in chains to Christ. I don't have any resolve about being in chains to my heavenly Father. Because guess what? He's not going to guide me. He's not going to lead me. Nowhere that he can't keep me. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For, you know, that rod and that staff, that comfort me. See, that rod and that staff, they're like that two-edged sword. He talked about that word. It can comfort you, and it can discipline you. But I don't care. It comforts me. It protects me. It shields me. When I know that I'm in the office, that I'm in his sanctuary, and when I know he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, 1,000 may fall and 10,000 right hand, but they shall not come near me. Why? Because he's become a shield all around me. You know, so when you look at those things, and it behooves me that why myself and others, well, I'm just talking about me, why George Flint? Why would you want to do it any other way? It behooves me to think that once you know it, taste and see that the Lord is good. Once you taste it and you know that he is good, why try anything else? And then we go by the temptation. We've been led on by the temptation. We've been led by this dastardly, deceitful, wicked heart, that old wicked heart inside of us. And then it gets talking to that mind and say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So I'm saying, God, mortify the deeds of my flesh daily. And see, these are the prayers we need to begin to pray. Mortify the deeds of my flesh daily. Let me die. Let me turn on my flesh, God. Because, see, when that flesh begins to rise up, all kinds of things can happen. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly.
But when the Spirit of the Lord brings life, the moment you said about the Spirit of the Lord brings life. The Spirit of the Lord brings life. And you say, the Spirit of the Lord brings life. And you got to say, guess what? When the Spirit of the Lord begins to bring life, that's just like even reading the Bible. See, when you read the Bible, it's just like a book from page to page, Genesis to Revelation. But when the Spirit of the Lord brings life, those pages jump off. Those words begin to jump off and become life. And it gives you so much meaning. So then guess what? When you begin to let the Spirit of the Lord give life, guess what you say? I feel it in my hands right now. I feel it in my hands right now. The Spirit of the Lord is life. Then you begin to feel it in your feet. And you know, you get to have, you know how you, you know when the Spirit gets on, your feet get happy. Right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. Your hands get the tingling, and it's all over you. And you're like, God, hallelujah. You begin to get the glory of God on you. I mean, the praise, even to the point where tears fall down your eyes because you're in His presence. I'm saying it's nothing like being in the presence of God. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't let anybody even trick you and make you feel there's something better than that. But when you're in the presence of God and you heal yourself as a vessel, and then you go from prayer to praise to worship, and then He said, then guess what? Then when I hear from heaven, I will heal that land. I'm telling you, it's ingredients. It's all about the ingredients and the recipe. And my God, you got it. Activate it, utilize it, use it. And I don't care if you have to abuse it. But take heed to what God is saying tonight and go and grow. And know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are here. You're saved, you're sanctified, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and you are a child of the Most High, one true living God. Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Father, we honor you, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for our daily bread and our portion that you've given us for today. Father, we thank you for everything that you've worked out, God, that you're working out, God, that you would allow to manifest on our behalf and on the behalf of your children. And God, we thank you that you told Abraham that I will make you a blessing, that you'll be a blessing to others. Father, that's our testament right now. That's our portion, God. We'll be a blessing to others because you're going to bless us so we can bless others, God, in this time of need, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, health-wise, whatever. God, I pray right now a special prayer for my mother, God. We went to the doctor yesterday and about her stomach, then they went to do some x-rays, God, but I'm speaking healing right now. The Spirit of Life, I'm calling God down the firepower and on the healing to come and consume the lesions and whatever, all that other nonsense, all the poison, God, out of her body right now, from the ground of her soul, I think, God, even her colon, God. I speak healing into her colon right now, into her intestines right now. I breathe life into it. God, you told Ezekiel, you said, can these dry bones live? And he said, I don't know, Holy Spirit, but you know. I said, I don't know, God. He said, well, I tell you what to do. Call on the Ruach Kodesh, which is the wind, which is the Holy Spirit, to blow on these dry bones and prophesy to them. I'm blowing on her intestine. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit to blow on her intestine. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit to blow on her colon. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit to blow on her stomach. I'm calling on the Holy Spirit to blow even on her bowel. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in her shoulder, everything in her body, I call the Holy Spirit to begin to blow on her right now. And I speak total restoration healing into her body, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then to my wife, she's at a wrist strain. I speak healing into her body now as well. And if anybody else on this line is dealing with chest pains, or people are dealing with the corona, people are dealing with respiratory, I speak to the lungs right now. I speak to the respiratory system, I speak to the throat, I speak healing in the bodies right now, and I'm not accepting no for an answer. God, you said, command, give me the things concerning the works of my hands. And God, right now, I'm commanding you to totally heal your children from the crown to the very soul of their feet. Lord, do it now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We say, for the sake of those that say amen, we say amen, amen, and amen. For me, I say, and so it is, because I consider it done. We thank you, we love you, we praise you. I turn it over to Evangelist for the benediction of the services on this. Anybody want to add or take away? You press one and she can recognize you. God bless you and I love you.
Pastor Smith, can you please pray for Aunt Sam's back?
Aunt Sam's back. I pray for her, as I'm back into it right now, God, and we speak total healing, God, from the very soul of her feet, God, from her back, God, her eyes, God, everything that has been hindering her, God, from moving the way she wants to move, the way you function her to move from the very beginning. Father, you are the manufacturer, the man who factored her. God, put her back together now. Do it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyone else need want to add to, take away? That's one. I will acknowledge you. Hallelujah. Just thank God for tonight. We thank God for this awesome, awesome word. We know that prayer works. We know that prayer makes a difference. We know that we're still praying. Hallelujah. We're thanking God that He is God and God all alone. He needs no help. So we got to stop trying to help Him, trying to put ourselves in the equation and trying to figure it out ourselves when we know that we serve a God that needs no help whatsoever. So I thank you, Lord God, because you are God and God all alone. Hallelujah. And for every time that I try to help you in a situation, Lord, I ask for forgiveness, Lord God. And that's why I always say, I surrender. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender it all to you because I know Maria cannot fix it by herself. So I thank you, Lord God, for those times that, hallelujah, I thought I could and you said, hey, back up, chick. I got this. So I thank you, Lord, for all those times that you moved me out of the way and you did it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But if no one else has anything else to say, any more prayer requests, any more praise reports, no one else has a prayer request or a praise report, then I'm going to end it with tonight saying thank you, Lord, for this night. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, God. We ask you right now that you continue to keep us, protect us, guide us, lead us, direct us, Lord. I'm asking you right now that you cover us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Lord, I thank you right now for protecting my neighbors, God, my community, Lord God, my family members everywhere, my children as they're in different areas, Lord God, and their surroundings, Lord God. I thank you right now that you'll keep each and every one of us safe, our loved ones safe, Lord God. I thank you right now that no virus can touch us. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that no virus can touch us or our loved ones because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I just give you the glory, honor, and praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord God. I love you some more. And I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Can't get enough of you, Lord God. Don't want to get enough of you, Lord God. And I ask you right now, God, that you just keep preparing me, Lord God. Keep pruning me, God, and keep using me, Lord God, in a mighty way. Because I want to be more and more of you, God. I want to be more and more like you, Father. And, God, I definitely don't want to disappoint you, Father. So I'm asking you right now, if there's anything in me, in Maria, that you are not pleased with, I ask that you remove it, Lord God. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Until next Thursday, same time, invite somebody. If you feel that you're being blessed on this blog, invite somebody else. Let's not be selfish. Let's invite somebody else so they can get some of this. And we're going to continue to have Holy Ghost parties. Every Thursday, we're going to have us a Holy Ghost party. We're going to party. We're going to party. We're going to party until we can't. And we're not going to stop. Hallelujah. It's going to get better and better. And I know this is not right, but it's going to get gooder and gooder. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to stay on fire. We're going to stay on fire for Him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Have a blessed, blessed week. Come back next Thursday with some praise reports because I know He's going to do it. I have high expectations, and I have no limits. I take the limits off of God, so I know He's going to provide miracles on this week, and I know He's going to be doing some great, great things for you. Hallelujah. Because I know He's going to do some great things for me. So until next Thursday, I love you. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed week. Good night.